Hello and welcome to our meditation and relaxation. I am acutely aware of the anxiety being felt by everybody. Concerns about the virus, uncertainty about jobs and the economy, the increasingly messy political situation, and all surrounded by the pressures of isolation. One thing to remember is that even though we're not yet able to interact with people in the ways we're used to, we are not alone. Whatever worries you may be feeling are being shared by many. Even in uncertainty and isolation, there is a connection and community and therefore strength. It is said that everything is an opportunity for awareness. Even in moments of fear, we should always be asking ourselves, what can I learn from this? How can I use this moment as a way to step free from my limited ways of thinking and open my heart? In other words, the less rigidly we hold on to ideas of how things used to be or should be, and instead allow our minds to acclimatise to what is happening right now, then the more naturally and confidently we can step forward. And the big challenge is not to shut our eyes as our vision expands. Here's a poem from Ashapka, who was born in 1781 in the northern eastern part of Tibet. And he says, "One must remain in the vastness, alert and lucid, letting one's gaze encompass the infinity of the sky. As though seated on the summit of a mountain, open to all the horizons." Shapka was a nature mystic, conversing with the sky and the mountains and the trees, and seeing in them embodiment of teachers and fundamental truths. And like St. Francis of Assisi, he is particularly famous for his love of animals. So just settle into our meditation practice. Just settle in as though you're sitting on top of the mountain. Open to the infinity of the sky. Open to all the horizons. Settle into that. Maybe picture or feel a clear blue sky. You're on top of the mountain, seeing all round. And then, of course, becoming aware of your breathing. Thich Nhat Hanh says, the first step in taking care of yourself is becoming aware of your breathing. And you will begin to find joy in the very simple act of breathing. See and feel how your breath moves through your body. And as you do this, you begin to take care of your body and your mind. And every breath in can bring joy. And every breath out can bring calm and relaxation. So it helps not only to take the breath in to nourish you, but pay attention to it and give it value here, and you will find heaven in the ordinary. So let's do that also in our relaxation. Just go into your relaxation position, whether it's sitting or lying, and make yourself comfortable. Keep shifting this and that until it's just right. If you have a blanket, make it just right. If you have any props under your head, under your knees, make sure it's right. Make sure your clothing's right. And the lighting around you's just right. Get anything that you need right now. And shuffle and shifting until it's just right. So that you can remain in stillness. So shift, no more adjustment, just get it right, no more adjustment. And then probably your mind may want to just adjust just once more, so make the final adjustment. Settle back, settle down. And no more. Refuse any more adjustments and stay with the agitation for adjustment and it will go away. And go back to the heaven of the breath. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, blow the breath out through your mouth, but very gently. Just so you can feel it. Where can you feel it? How long is it? Little or big? It doesn't matter. And if the mind starts with stories, agitation or urgencies to move, breathe out again with a little gentle blow and return to your heaven of the breath and your stillness. Note that however perfect you've made your position, your mind may probably want to move it again instead of staying in that perfection. Find what's there in that perfect position. Find heaven in your breathing. In and out, and blow when you lose focus. and stay in this quiet and stillness, close to the heaven of your breath. And now a beautiful compassion practice, which can be done from where you are, or if you choose to sit up, sit up. And this practice helps to build compassion for others and remember what we share as human beings. So bring to mind a friend, a loved one, a colleague, a neutral person, or someone who's difficult. It doesn't matter, and don't get angsty about who it's going to be. Just settle on somebody. And if you wish that you'd chosen somebody else, you can do that the next time you do the practice. Just stay with it. Stay with it. The first time I did this, I chose my next door neighbour, who I know hardly at all. She hasn't been here long. And I don't know her really at all. But you can choose whoever you want. And imagine that you're sitting opposite them. Or if you've got somebody in the house that you want to do this with, you can sit opposite somebody, really. And begin by being aware that there's a person in front of you, either in your mind or actually sitting. A fellow human being just like you. And silently repeat the following phrases as you feel or see this person opposite you. This person has a body and mind, just like me. This person has feelings, thoughts, and emotions, just like me. This person has, during their life, experienced physical and emotional pain and suffering, just like me. This person has at some point been sad, just like me. And this person has been disappointed in life, just like me. This person opposite has sometimes been angry, just like me. And this person has been hurt by others, just like me. Sometimes this person opposite feels unworthy or inadequate, just like me. This person worries, just like me. This person is frightened sometimes, just like me. This person will die, just like me. This person has longed for friendship, just like me. This person wants to be caring and kind to others, just like me. This person is learning about life, just like me. And this person wants to be content with life, just like me. This person wants to be free from pain and suffering, just like me. This person wishes to be safe and strong and healthy, just like me. This person wishes to be loved, just like me. Now allow some wishes for well-being to come up for the person opposite you. May you have strength, resources, social support to navigate the difficulties in your life with ease. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be peaceful and happy. I wish that you'll be loved because you're a fellow human being, just like me. And now when you're ready to, just sit up. Just sit up slowly and carefully and settle yourself back into that wonderful position where you're solid in the ground. You're solid and safe. You're relaxed, stable. And let the practice just resonate and rebound inside you. And then just review your practice. Just review it. How you were when you came in, how you settled in or didn't, if anything meant anything to you or it didn't. Just review your practice. And then just let everything go. No focus. And go about your day or your evening with peace and joy. May you walk in peace. Thank you for coming. See you next time. Namaste. Bye-bye.